Hey, how many of you need encouragement? You're going to love today's Morning Minutes. Lena here, and I want to welcome you to another episode, number 43, James chapter 5, verses 7 and 8. Listen to these words. Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it until it receives the early and the late rains. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Man, the next couple of days are awesome. And if you need encouragement, this is the test of patience in suffering. We've talked a bit about trials at the beginning. Now we're going to go into what I call today's teaching, waiting always wins. Waiting always wins. Waiting always wins. Did you hear me? This is about patience. If you're like me, our patience scale is like 0.3 out of 10. Like, we do not have it. And becoming less with every passing day in this culture. We want things to happen now. And to that, God, through James, says, be patient until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits. Did you circle those words? Patient, waits, being patient, circle it, until, circle it, it receives the early and the late rain, circle late. You also be patient, circle it, establish your hands, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Number one, you cannot wait well without patience. You can't. It's impossible. You will wait frustrated. You will wait angry. You will wait complaining, but you cannot wait well without patience. You need patience. By the way, patience in Galatians chapter 5, verse 23 is, listen to this, 22, sorry, Galatians 5, 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, and then get this, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. This is a fruit of the Spirit. You cannot manufacture patience. God gives patience as you grow, as you no longer live according to the flesh. In fact, the Galatians section says, starts with verse 16, I say, walk in the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Verse 25 of Galatians 5 says, if we live by the Spirit, we walk by the Spirit. So all of this patience is a fruit of the Spirit in us. So you cannot wait well without patience. Patience is a state of your heart. It is a fruit of the Spirit. It can only happen when you're resting in God's goodness. See, patience stops being about waiting when you're so secure in the goodness of God, that this God is for you, that he has your best interest in mind, that he's gonna show up in perfect time, in due time. And this is what these verses is teaching. God is coming again. The Lord reigns over our lives. There's nothing we're missing out on. His timing is perfect in your life. You cannot wait well without patience. And then number two, you cannot wait well and not see the fruit of it. There will be fruit when you're waiting well. When you are waiting on the Lord, when you are secure in his love, you're going to see the fruit. It's just a law. It is God's law. You wait well, you're patient, and the precious fruit will come through. I love the analogies in Scripture on fruit. You see it in John 15, that we're abiding in the vine and fruit will be born. Over and over again, Jesus would look at a tree and give an illustration. The faith that we have, like a mustard seed, is going to grow, etc., etc. Why does God use that? Because it's visual. And every time you look at a tree in your backyard that has flowers on it or fruit on it, I want you to think about this, that as you're patient, as you wait on the Lord, what are you waiting on? You're not waiting on your thing. You're waiting on the Lord. You're waiting on him. As you do those things, what happens? You see the fruit of the earth. It's coming. It is coming. Waiting always ends, by the way. It's a season. It will end. You're like, man, you don't understand. I've been waiting forever. It's never going to end. You're wrong. You start speaking truth in your life. It will end the minute God says it's time to end, and there will be a new season of waiting. But until then, you will rejoice in the fruit that God is bringing. Waiting always wins. You cannot wait well without patience. You cannot wait well and not see the fruit of it. And thirdly, you cannot wait well and consider it time wasted. The time of the waiting is never wasted. Look, I think every book, I've written three books, and in each one of them, I've dedicated a chapter on waiting. In my book, Stripped, it's an entire chapter called Waiting, or something to that effect. In Thrive, I talk about the importance of waiting, and in Resolved, it comes up over and over again as we talk about faith. You cannot wait well and consider it time wasted. The waiting has a reason. When we're in the wilderness, there's a purpose for the wilderness. God sends his people in the wilderness. Now, sometimes we extend our time in the wilderness, like the people of Israel did because of their unbelief, but really, the wilderness was never an accident. It was meant to equip the people of Israel, to grow them, to teach them who God was, to teach them dependence on the Lord. And the waiting is always meant to grow you. The waiting is meant to strengthen and establish you. This is an awesome thing. Look at this. You also be patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. So what do you do in this time of waiting? You establish your hearts in the Lord. How do you do it? by feeding on His Word, by fellowshipping with other Christians, by filling your heart and mind and renewing your thoughts and standing on the promises of God, so that when you feel discouraged in the waiting, you open the Word and you claim His promises. You start making a list of the verses that will give you strength. You throw them back at the attack that comes against you and say, God, I'm going to rest in Your Word today. You memorize these verses and remind the Lord, God, see how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth. I'm waiting on You. You are my hope. You are the reason for my being. And so when you strengthen and establish your hearts in the Lord, the waiting becomes joy. And waiting, remember, always wins. So if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, a Christian, take joy. There's a purpose in your waiting. God is bringing it to pass in His time. You just rest in the knowledge that He's in control. Hey, isn't it awesome to be a Christian? Rejoice in it today. Tell someone about why you're so excited about being a Christian today. Shoot me an email. Share these lessons. Just grow up in the Lord as I'm doing day by day as we get into His Word. I love you guys. I'll talk to you tomorrow.